Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio. We're in Rome at the Rome Festival at Mia, the market. And I have here as my guest Mr. Paul Powles, the director of the European Documentary Network.
Indeed. Hello, everybody.
Hello. What is the European Documentary Network do specifically?
Well, the European Documentary Network, first of all, it's an association of 950 people all over the world. We represent 60 countries, and that says what we do. We are a network. We bring people in touch with each other. We stimulate co-production. We offer advice. We do some counseling. And we represent the interests of the documentary community towards the powers that be on the national and the international level.
So you have a very wide and specific overlook of the documentary, of the situation of the documentary production in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And how is it going, the documentary in Europe? Is it good? Is it in a good situation?
I have to give a double answer. If we talk about quality, we are doing excellent. Fantastic documentaries are being made, and lots of people go to the cinema, to the festivals, and to the internet to watch the documentaries that are being produced and distributed. If we look at the broadcasting of documentaries and the financing of documentaries, then we are talking about a different story. The budgets are going down, not really new sources are appearing, and I'm quite angry with the public broadcasters because they don't show the best documentaries. They show the crowd pleasers, and by doing that, they withhold a fantastic treasure of fantastic stories to their viewers, and I hope that we will be able to change that in the near future.
Yeah, you know, TV broadcasters are blamed a lot lately because of choices. And also, not only that the broadcasters are blamed for the people I talk with, but also commissioners. So it seems that besides the fact that maybe TV is not buying, TV is not producing anymore. Is it true?
We can't say that they're not producing anymore. They do produce a lot.
Not as they were used to do like 10 years ago.
No, and more specifically, not the subjects that we would like to produce. They go for the easy ones. But I would like to make a difference between the broadcasters and their management and the commissioners. Because the commissioners that are here, they're not the decision makers anymore. 20 years ago, these were people who could say yes or no.
Exactly.
They knew what they were. They were in charge. They were trusted. And now, public broadcasting is run by managers who don't care about quality. It's all about audience ratings. I've been talking to many commissioners over the past days. Believe me, these people are as depressed as I am.
Yeah.
If they are not more depressed.
And do you think that there is a possible way out to this situation? On your opinion, knowing
There has to be a way out. If public broadcasting, and I'm sorry to talk a lot about them, but they are the main culprits now, if they don't change, I think that within 10 years' time, we will have no public broadcasting anymore. I believe that they need us more than we need them. Because we can deliver the programs that will help them distinguish themselves from the commercial broadcasters, from the over-the-top companies, from the competition that is coming from the internet. And if we talk together, and if we find a common way of bringing quality products, strong stories, strong international stories to the audience, I believe that the documentary community and the public broadcasters, they have a bright future together.
And do you think that the recent successes of a lot of documentaries in theaters, should this not be a good push for a change?
Absolutely. And that's why it's quite stupid, I believe, that more and more broadcasters refuse to give a window to the festivals and to the cinemas. They say, no, we want to be the first one who show the film. And it's so stupid because the fact that the documentary attracts a couple of 10,000, 100,000 people to the cinema, it's the best publicity that they can get. And that's one of the things that we have to hammer into their head, but we're trying to do that now.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Powles.
It was
Paul
a pleasure.
Powles, Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Rome Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.